FM 90.3 WJTL with Crowder, and that's his new song, Red Letters. It's now 11:33. We have opportunity right now to connect with Francesca Battistelli. She joins us on the line between concerts on her breakup tour. Francesca, thank you for calling today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it appears that you have made some transitions in life since you entered the music scene, from single to married and now with children. Tell us a little bit about your family. Who's in it? What are the ages of your children?
Yeah, well, my husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have 4 kiddos. Our oldest is 8, and then we have a 6-year-old, 2.5-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
So when you go on tour, does the whole family travel with you?
They don't anymore. We used to, when we just had the 2 older ones, when they were little, we would take them everywhere. But they're in school now, and we would take up half a bus with just our family. So we just tour less and leave them at home, and it's working out pretty well.
Yeah. When you have downtime, what does your family like to do together for fun?
Oh, man. We love just to go to the park, play in our yard. We love to have family movie night, you know, just be together, read books, and so fun.
Yeah.
Loud and crazy, but fun.
Well, this year you recorded a new album called Own It. How does this album compare with some of your previous projects?
You know, I think it's definitely new, and I think people are going to love it. It's moving in a more pop direction. But it's still, you know, me and the way I tell stories with songs. I think people will recognize that. But, yeah, I'm so excited. It releases in just a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't released as of yet, but it's about to.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the songs from the album is the breakup song, which we've been playing. And it's an interesting conversation that you are having with fear. How did that song come to be written?
Yeah, I wrote that song with Bart Millard from Mercy Me and our friend David Garcia, and we were just talking about how fear is something that you need to kick out of your life, and we're like, what better way to do that than to break up with it? And so it's so much fun to sing this song because it's a little bit sassy, and I love that it empowers you as you sing the song. It's just kind of like a tool in your toolbox to know that if I'm feeling afraid, I have something tangible that I can sing, you know, that just sort of reminds me who I am and reminds me that I don't have to say yes to fear. And so it's a really fun one to do live, and just loving hearing the stories of how it's impacting people's lives.
I've noticed 2 common themes in Christian music emerging more and more. One of those themes is has to do with identity, and another theme has to do with confronting fear. And what I find interesting about the breakup song is that it ties both of them together. So how can having a clear identity help to overcome our fears?
Yeah, well, you know, when we know who we are in Christ, we know that fear has no place in our lives. And I mean, we all can still be tempted with it, but I think it's just that idea of when you know who you are and you know that the authority of Jesus lives inside of you, then you can tell fear, nope, not today. And so it really is. It does all come back to your identity in Christ and who God has called you to be and who He's made you to be. And you do have authority over fear. And so, it does come back to identity.
Yeah. So can you think of any specific fears in your life that maybe you have overcome or you might be currently addressing in your life?
Oh, man. I mean, I think for me, it's just, you know, the daily things, nothing big. I wrote the song, really was inspired to write it for my mom because she's always been really strong and steady person in my life and just in general. And about 3 years ago was started struggling with anxiety and just kind of panic attacks. And so I was thinking, as we were writing, like, I want this to be a tool for my mom to sing when she's starting to feel that way, like something she can say out loud that will remind her of the truth of Scripture. And, you know, it's been cool to see how that has happened, and it has been sort of a part of her journey.
Yeah. So where is the breakup tour today?
Today we're in Lubbock, Texas, and we'll be in Tulsa tomorrow, and then Amarillo, at home for a couple of days. So
yeah,
it's going really well.
Have you had good weather while you're, you know, going from place to place?
It's been good. Yeah, it's just been a little chilly, but we'll take it. We're Nashville is where we're from, and it's been really hot all fall. So we're enjoying the chillier weather.
I'm thinking you would have good weather for the breakup tour because then the clouds would break up wherever you go, I'm thinking.
There you go. Exactly.
We're talking with Francesca Battistelli, and we're so looking forward to the day when the breakup tour stops here at Lancaster Bible College. Because we know on that day we'll have good weather. At least we're hoping so. And it's fast approaching October 27th, 7 p.m. Details are available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com, or you can call 717-459-3701. And I understand, Francesca, you're bringing some friends with you. Stars Go Dim. Did you know the members of the band before the tour started?
No. So it's been really fun to get to know Chris, and he has such an amazing voice, and just to watch what, you know, they do ministry-wise every night, it's been really, really cool. You guys are going to love them.
What's a highlight or two of the concert? What can we anticipate?
Oh, man. I mean, the whole thing? No, it's really fun. We get to play some new songs from the record that's not out yet, and some old favorites as well, and then we have a time of worship, and so it's really just a fantastic night.
Lancaster Bible College is the venue for that concert October 27th. That's a Saturday, starting time 7. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. All right, so we're going to get ready to hear your song, Write Your Story. And I was wondering if you could just tell us maybe a little bit about the circumstances surrounding you coming to Christ. What were some of the influences in your life that brought you to faith?
Yeah, well, I have been a believer my whole life, as long as I can remember, and I'm so thankful for that, you know, to have a story that starts that way, I see as a big blessing. So I'm just so thankful for my family who loves the Lord and have always just taught me his ways.
Thank you, Francesca, for taking time to share with us. We look forward to hearing more from you at Lancaster Bible College on October 27th. Thanks for calling.
Sounds great. See you guys then.
All right. Bye. Here's Francesca Battistelli now with Write Your Story on FM 94.